It's the return of the Oda Gal. Everybody, it's Vega, and it's an actual real episode. No more filler. The filler arc is over. Rejoice as you did when other series filler arcs are over. Yeah, it's like a fucking anime. Also, this is the official beginning of season 2. Second knee, whatever. How you doing? It's so happy because I fixed my computer all by myself, and it's yay! Yeah, I use another computer to compress audio on because my black box is like, I'm not going to, shuts off. Then when I try to export, it's like, fuck that, it shuts off. But my white box doesn't. I call one Kuro and one Shiro. And you should know the reference if you listen to the Tech on King Crete review. Yes, Kuro box and Shiro box. One's Linux and one's Windows. Anyway, enough of that. It's time to get back to business. It's time for some anime shit. And let's start up with some news. Yeah, speaking of news, a whole lot of shit happened back when I couldn't make a real episode. I had to do like little short ones and stuff like that. Sigh. I mean, a lot of big news. Gurren Lagann movie, Crunchyroll, bunch of stuff. But it's old. It's super old. You all heard about it on other podcasts. I don't need to repeat it. Or you read about it on blogs or ANN. So let's just see what the news of this week is. Let's stay a little bit to date, eh? You know? Yeah, the week I come back, there's nothing interesting. Ava's getting a remake of the movie that is a remake. What? Seriously, what the fuck, man? Why would you need to make a remake of a remake? It's just that it seems so, well, dumb. Alright. Basically, you know how they're remaking the series and movies and bring them out? Well, now it's like new video and audio enhancements of like 266 shots, and it's going to be in the theaters and DVD as an enhanced version, and just bring it out on DVD. Come on, do you really need Ava 1.01? I don't know, I just kind of find this very stupid. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I'm American or whatever. Maybe it's because I don't think Ava's the end-all, be-all, even though it's a great series. I mean, I could watch it right now. I could just say, fuck this recording, start watching some Ava. In fact, I should marathon it soon, because I do want to talk about it soon. But, I just think that's stupid. In other news that's not ANN, like on ANN, one of my favorite podcasts is gone, Anime Utahime. Oh, you guys rocked. Special shout out. You guys get the horns. You guys get the thumbs up. You guys get like respect knuckles and everything. Yes. Play your music and wear your Lolita dresses and proudly. And in some sad news, T-Mode. You know that convention I covered where a lot of things, well, kind of sucked and a lot of things also went wrong? And it was like, it's basically, it was a first year convention, but I said that I would return because everything has a bad startup. I mean, even my college kind of has a bad startup. The chairman recently passed away. And it was a great shock to everyone. I found out at work from a friend who was traveling somewhere, and wow. Then I went to the website, it's like, Wow. Nobody's sure if it's gonna go on or not. Most people are saying go on with it because it's what Lawrence Stuckey, the chairman, would want. And if they did go on with it, I'd definitely be in attendance, as if like I planned before. Even do panels, maybe volunteer. But it's just really sad. So, yeah, keep family in your thoughts and things like that. Anyway, let's get to some lighter stuff, such as AMVs.
31 seconds, and we're gone for auto sequence start.
AMV of the week. All right, I chose for the AMV of the week. It's H Machistadores by Killer Penguin Productions. It has School Rumble, which I haven't seen, but I heard it's always been recommended to me. Oh, Vegan, you gotta watch this. It's really funny. I'll check it out someday. But anyway, it uses this French song, and there's English subs for the song. So don't think it's, oh, somebody took English sub. They kept the English subs while doing a video. No, it's deliberately there. So us Americans who cannot speak French know what the fuck's going on. And it's actually funny. I really love it. Love it. It's well done. And it was originally in a French anime convention competition. I wonder what anime conventions are overseas. To tell the truth, if I went overseas as a vacation and I found out there was a con in a city, I'd go to it. Even though there's cons here. I'm a sad fangirl. Oh. Anyway, check it out. It's on the front page, so you can't miss it. It's good. I like it. Or else I wouldn't have chose it.
No
Anyway,
deal.
this small hiatus, this month-long thing. Well, it'll be a month tomorrow, actually. Man, I got so much inner shiz. Oh, you won't believe all the AMVs of the week I have, and the web comics I've read. In fact, oh, I have enough stuff for the next few weeks without having to find anything super, super new. Unless it's like Bleeding Edge, oh my god, I have to show you this now type of stuff. And I noticed that new people came in. Hi, new people. I'm Vega, if you don't know. I'm sorry I didn't introduce myself before. I am Vega, Vega the Oda Gal. I am your podcaster for this evening, unless you're on a train and morning, or unless you're just in your dorm room or at home just chilling out. I'm on your computer screen. Well, whatever time of day it may be, hi. And this is a podcast. Yes, it is. And today is still kind of not like a regular episode. It's a regular episode, but it sort of isn't. For today, it's all about the listeners. I have a forum, you see. Yes, a forum. Go to it. Go join said forum if you enjoy this. And everyone in the forum, if you're already there, you're awesome. I love you. Hug. Glomp. And so I made a thread about, so what type of shows would you like me to do, or what ideas you have, or review requests, and things like that. And they came in. So I at least checked out everything at least once. And some of them, actually, I'm going to speak about them a little bit now, but there's going to be a full-on episode about said thing. Especially since I finished one of these said things just recently, and I was crying on IM about it to one of my friends saying, oh my god, why did the blank and the blank happen and the spoiler, spoiler, spoiler happen, and why did spoiler, 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 spoiler? I can't believe spoiler, 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 spoiler. And spoiler. And such things like that for a while. So, let's get this started. All right, I'm going to the forum. I'm in the forum. First up, we got the Tenchikaze. Really cool. And basically, I'm summarizing. She said on the old forum, if I wouldn't mind, I would review Demon Diary. Well, I have read Demon Diary in the past. Only the first volume. And today I checked out some of the, just a website that was had it up there. I'm definitely gonna have to buy this and do a show on it because I like it so far. For some reason, the two characters kind of remind me of, I don't know, Yuki and Suichi in a different way. And I don't remember if this is a shonen eye or not, so yeah, don't get that idea. I only read part of volume one, you know, just to get the gist of it again. Basically, light story about this guy who is the new appointed demon lord, but he has no idea how to be a proper demon lord. And his servant is trying to teach him, and hilarity ensues so far. And so far, I really like this. It's pretty cool. I need to get this. I just love Rainef's little personality, and it's like, oh. But in a huge contrast, Eclipse is so like, I am serious. I am serious guy. You are not so serious guy, but I must serve you. So yeah, I actually recommend this, but I have to pick this up. I'm probably gonna go to the library or basically go to Borders this weekend or whenever, or my paycheck day. Yeah, paycheck day equals manga day where I live. I mean, that should be for almost every obsessed manga collector like me. I mean, I have more manga than I do anime. My room needs a shelf. I need a fucking shelf. And now that Demon Diary is back in my life, I'm blaming you, Tenchi, for making me buy this and making me regret not having a shelf even more. I'm just playing. Alright. She also mentioned some Utena. Or Utna. Now, I've seen all of Utena. The thing is, the reason why I haven't done a show on it yet, oh, it just seems so hard. I mean, I have to do this right, you know? You know when you watch a series, because I watched this like twice, and you're really, really into it, and like, it's all in this pedestal, and you're like, oh my god, am I good enough? Should I go where I shouldn't have gone, or should go shit? You know what I mean? Oh, it's just, Utena is just amazing series that, oh, I love this series to death, man! Ah! I was like a fucking fangirl for this series. And it's like, oh, I know I'm going to piss someone off if I do a review of it. They're going to be like, hey, blah, 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 Anthony, blah, 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 Utena didn't, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Yuri, blah, 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 blah. Nanami's awesome. What are you talking about? Nanami's a bitch, by the way. Yeah, fuck Nanami. Nanami. Yeah, Utena, man. I think I have to put that in the Google Calendar. I'm going to rewatch it and study more about it again so I can actually do it justice. That's what the word I was looking for, doing it justice. Yeah, because, oh man, Utena's just one of those series, man. 39 episodes of pure awesome. And the manga is different. I read the first volume of the manga. It's a bit different from the anime. And by a bit, I mean a lot. And the movie, the movie's not for everyone. Let me just say that. I actually personally enjoyed the movie, while a lot of people hate the movie. It's just one big drug trip, really. A drug trip with sex. Okay, there's no sex in it. It's not a hentai. I don't want to spoil it, but, oh, there's something having to do with the ending that makes me crack up every time I hear the term. Oh, I can't even say the term without spoiling it. And plus, she edited and said, adding to this, Gurren Lagann, Gurren Lagann, Gurren Lagann, Gurren Lagann, Gurren Lagann, Gurren Lagann, in all caps. And yes, I have finished Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann. I have finished it this week. I watched the ending at least 10 times. I marathon this. No, it's basically like this. I watched it while downloading more episodes of it. And when there was a gap between episodes while they were downloading, I had withdrawals. I was like, oh shit, come on, hurry up. Hurry up, BitTorrent. Why are you being so slow? I got fucking broadband. What the fuck? Needless to say, there is an episode coming up really soon. By really soon, I mean at least in the next 2 weeks. I mean, oh my god. Oh, this is like the most, it's a fap-worthy series. It's nerd fapping. And by nerd fapping, I don't mean actual masturbating. I mean like, oh, it's just geekgasm. Oh, fap, 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 fap. Oh, shit. It's just that they did a lot of things right, but they still piss me off. In some episodes, they piss me off. And if you know me, or if you've been talking to me in the last few weeks, you know why I was pissed off at this series, and you know why I kept complaining at some parts. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Rah, rah, fight the power! Now, Laz asked a question. Have I ever reviewed the webcomic Dead of Summer? Well, I checked out some Dead of Summer. I actually have to read some more. But yeah, I really like the art in that. I mean, it's like, wow. And I have to read more. I read like a good 20 pages and then I got distracted by, fuck it. I got distracted by Prawn. Oh, I'm so okay. Okay. NATO, for theme week, how about Super Robot Week? Review a Super Robot anime on Anime Day. A game on Game Day. A Super Robot-based rant on Random Day. Not only I'm gonna use that idea, but, it's not gonna be a week. It's gonna be a month. Yes, I'm not gonna tell you when this great month will be, but every anime day will be a mech or robot anime. Cause, oh, I don't know, maybe it's cause Gurren Lagann got me in the mech mood again. I haven't felt this way about a mech series since I've watched Eva for the first time, or Gundam Wing for the first time, or Wreck-It 7 for the first time and completed it. Man, I feel like popping in some Eva or Gundam Wing right now. The box sits on the shelf and they're just looking at me, saying, play me! Open your PS2 for some DVDs! Get off the computer! There's also Duel, which is, I have Duel. It's alright. Maybe I'll toss that in, I don't know. And plus, there's always Ultimate stuff on BitTorrent that I could always get. Or maybe I should get some robot manga. I don't know. For me, when it comes to mech series, I prefer them in anime form because you get to see all this cool special effects. Like they're flying in the sky and then missiles are chasing them. They do this twisty thing and the missiles blow up behind them and they look all cool and then they shoot other robots. It's like, pew, chow, pew, chow. Okay, enough of that. Sometimes I get really passionate when I talk about things like that, because I do have a weakness for mechs, but it's not like a huge weakness. Most of my weaknesses lie in other things, like, I don't know. I'd rather not say, yowie, Alright. DJ Drastic! Okay, I'm not sure whether you've done this show or not, but maybe The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. God, I want to see that. I've seen trailers. I heard reviews. I need that. I need to see that. There's no excuse of why I haven't seen it. It's a need. Oh. But yeah, I heard it was just so awesome. He also goes on to say, could you perhaps review Giant Robo in its entirety? Now, if you've been listening for a while, I did a show called 5 First Timers. Meaning, I just did a first impression show. Sometimes I'll do a anime first impression where I just talk about the first one or two episodes and basically go on about that. And, you know, say if it seems okay or if it's not okay. It's not a full review. It's just mostly me bantering about it. And yeah, Giant Robo was one of the ones I bantered about. And yes, I really need to buy that. Oh man, I want its love child, I said in the post. I was like, I want its love child. I love it so much. Why was something this awesome under my nose and I never watched it before? Oh man, I remember when an anime club, they just showed it on a whim because there was a big tape collection and people were just sitting there bored, so we just put in random anime. And I discovered that what's in that collection are some pretty awesome stuff. Speaking of which, I actually have a tape I should have been returned. Remind me to go to school tomorrow. But yeah, man. Oh, Giant Robo. It gets epic. epic status already of based on what I've seen so far, which is like three episodes, three OVAs or whatever. Ah, thumbs up, man. Okay, right. I'm doing something here. I'm going back to the old form. If you were with me for a while, the old forms were shit. I mean, super shit. I'm talking WTF, ad-ridden, free-form, PHPBB shit. If it wasn't for NATO, I would have still been in that forum, and it was still sucked for everyone. But now we got the new vanilla Lucimo forum, and it's so awesome, and so clean. Clean design, no ads, much easier to manage, and oh, it's just epic and beautiful, and I could hug it and squeeze it all day. And the only reason why I'm going to this, because I did have a thread there called Ask Figa, basically ask me about anything. Anything you want to know about anime, or anything you want to know about me, or question. And I know this is old, and I'm not even sure if this guy still listens, but, Quickness. Yeah, Quickness. He basically asked, do you play Halo 3? Did you like it? Beat it. Halo 3's fucking awesome. I know some other geeks would be like, oh my god, you liked Halo 3? Oh my god, you're so what the fuck? That's not even a real FPS, and blah blah blah. Yes, I'm aware there are other FPSs out there, but to tell the truth, Halo was my first. Well, Halo 2 was. Halo's my first, and then I tried, what was it, Star Wars Battlefront? Yeah, because I love Star Wars. And I became good at Halo, and I really liked Halo 2, and then Halo 3 came out. All of us go over to my bro's house, and we play some Halo 3, man. He got the 360, we got the controllers, then our other friend moved down here with his Xbox, so now we have two of them, and it's like at least 6 to 8 of us online playing other people in like big team slayers and all this other shit. I love it. It's epic. And I don't fuck what people think. I like fucking Halo. You got a problem with that? I love it. I like playing it. I like splattering people with the ghost. I like rocket launchers and SMGs and Spartan lasers and plasma swords and shotguns and I think I already said SMGs.
Then later on, yes. Why don't you review my more favorite movies and games? Snowbound. Do you play a lot of video games?
To tell the truth, I used to play a lot of video games, but lately I haven't because all the games I want to play are on present gen systems, and I have no present gen consoles because there's this thing called cash, and I don't have enough of it. Oh. So, yeah, and plus, I don't want to, you know, just review some old stuff, because they're like, oh, that's old hat, blah, blah, blah. Really, all I have is my PSP, which is present-gen handheld, but it's not the DS, which everyone else has. And I have reviewed some PSP games, if you see, Garumin and Locoroco. And I haven't played Patapon, but I have Patapon on my comp, as well as Star Wars, some other stuff. And of course, there's like cool old school games that always get their props, no matter what. You know what? I should just say fuck it. I should just review anything, man. More games in the future. There shall be more games, for I like games. And, you know, not just video games. I like other games like tabletops and card games and things like that. And I want to play more board games, man. I love fucking board games. They're awesome. As for movies, I should watch some more movies. But, what do you mean, anime movies or just regular movies? I do have some movies in my collection. And I had this Ichi the Killer DVD that I haven't returned for a while now that I've watched, just haven't talked about. Looks like I should do some more movies. Yeah, because I've been neglecting the movies for other topics. Movies are like something I do when there's absolutely zero. When I don't want to do another Music for the Geeky Geeks, or I don't want to do another All Inner Shiz show, or some sort of other cop-out-ish thingy. Oh well. Now, let's not end this without talking about a anime. Actually, in the old forum, Last requested this, that I talk about Ghost Hound. Well, I finally watched 2 episodes of Ghost Hound. The first one was so slow, I wasn't sure what to think. But the second one also had that air of weirdness. In fact, this whole series had the air of weirdness. Like, when it starts out, before the theme song, it's like something crazy. And then it goes to the theme song, and then it's like slow all the way through, but some shit's happening. And despite the first episode being so slow, the second episode really got to me. And I wanted to know what the hell's going to happen to this series. Basically, it revolves around this kid who was in a traumatic kidnapping when he was, like, little, and his sister died in it. And it still affects him to this day, and he gets checked out for it by psychiatrists and all this stuff. And I don't know. That plot's very fucked up, and I do love fucked up stories. And even though it's kind of slow, I just can't stop looking away, so I'm still in the middle of watching it. I'm still watching more of it. There's some of it downloading as I speak right now. So expect a full review of this soon. And thanks for the tip on Ghost Hound, man. It's all right. First I thought, this is going to suck. Then I didn't download it. Then I downloaded some more. I was like, hey, this is actually... I just want to see what the hell's happening here. I just want to see where is this going. If it ends up sucking, it's going to be blamed. It's going to be blamed to hell. To the depths of anime hell. Alright. Well, it's almost time to end this episode, for I don't have any other people who ask questions, or ask me to review anything, or comment on anything, or whatever. There is a thread about it in the forum. Join said forum. I also have email, veganotagal@gmail.com. Now for a little bit of announcements. April 5th in DC at the Fear Gallery is the anime marathon they have every year in honor of the Sakura Matsuri. Yeah, and they're showing some pretty awesome stuff, I'll tell you what. All right, man. The 6th annual Cherry Blossom Anime Marathon is on Saturday, April 5th, Freer Gallery, Mayer Auditorium, and if it was anything like last year, it's going to be awesome. Besides, it's just great seeing anime on a big screen, especially if it's free, you know? Mm-hmm. First, they're going to show Junga Emperor Leo, basically, you know, Kimmy the White Lion movie, Osamu Tezuka. Oh, I gotta see that. Then they have Atago Cat's Magical Forest, which I never heard of before. I kind of want to see that. It looks cute. Well, it sounds cute. And then there's 5 centimeters per second, which I have to see. Oh my god. I mean, fucking Shinkai, man. On the big screen. It's free. And I know that's probably going to be the movie that's going to get the most people, that's going to have the biggest line. And tickets are limited, so it's like, I gotta get in line fast for that. Oh, you should have seen it last year with all those people waiting for Paprika. Oh, I couldn't stay for Paprika, so I saw it later. But I stayed for Tokyo Godfathers, and oh. And then, lastly, there's Appleseed Ex Machina, which, I don't know, I never liked the other Appleseed, so I'm not sure if I even want to stay for that. Well, either way, you know I'm definitely going to be at 5 centimeters per second, and most likely Kimmy the White Lion, unless something gets in my way that morning. I want to see Jungle Emperor Leo on the big screen, because I always wanted to see that. And in other events, April 12th, the next weekend after that in D.C., the Sakura Matsuri Festival! Oh, I love the Cherry Blossom Festival. I went last year and it was so awesome. Not only you have all the cultural aspects and the regular street festival with all the food and fun and selling stuff, but they also have J-Pop Land, which focuses on anime, manga, and of course J-Pop, and cosplay and street fashion and all that stuff. Yeah, I saw some cosplayers at the festival, which I wasn't really expecting. Because last year was my first year going to it, so I was like, Naruto cosplayers? What the? Other cosplayers? WTF. And it worked. I mean, come on. Oh, and I just loved it, seeing all the, like, the cool fighting exhibitions and music and performances. And I had octopus balls, and they're not really good. I should have opted for the okonomiyaki. But I decided to be adventurous, and I found out octopus balls kind of ill. Maybe it's the people who made them, but, Yeah, I don't think I want to eat octopus balls again. I had limited money, so I couldn't get both. And then I had to wash the taste out my mouth. And so I wanted to be adventurous again and get this lavender tea Japanese drink juice. It tasted like lotion. I was like, what the fuck? This tastes like lotion. Ew, it tastes like lotion. Devin, because I was with my friend Devin, I was like, taste this. He's like, it does taste like lotion. Oh my god. I was like, oh my god. He's like, oh my god. This is a fucking lotion drink. And that was the legendary time where I met. Yeah, I already told a story. Go back in the archives if you want to hear a story. Or if you want to hear a story, just ask me and I'll say it sometime. Duh. But yeah, that's what's coming up here in DC. And plus there's other events during the whole week of the 29th to the 13th. So check out the website. I'm going to link to it. Alright? Alright. Also, as you know, this is season 2 now. Yeah, you're probably like, why didn't you wait a year? Huh? WTF. Well, the reason why I want to do it every 6 months is because, one, a lot of episodes stack up within 6 months. And two, I like to change the music up. I get bored. Heh. Although I really do love Trippy Trigger and Happy, both from Zero Bass and Keshi. Look up their stuff, because, oh, Keshi stuff and Zero Bass stuff are awesome. If you look up Zero Bass stuff, anything with the word trigger in it is awesome. The opening that you already heard, that was Def Trigger. And, oh, I love that. And the closing that you're about to hear is Cosrave. Oh, it's just a nice melody. I like things that open up with a bang, like Trippy Trigger did, and then close with something nice, like Happy did. And it actually took me a long time, I should say. I was like, what am I going to find? What am I going to find for a new opener? I can't find anything. Everything sucks. Everything's not for me. And then, I don't know why, but the simplest solution did not dawn upon me till later. Then I had an epiphany, and I felt like a dumb shit because I didn't think of it earlier. Why not check out what else Zero Bass and Keshi did? If you like their other stuff, you might like their other stuff. Well, if, you know what I meant by that. And, wow. I mean, I listened to both of their stuff before, but I never listened to it for this purpose, and I'm happy. And I hope you like the new opener and closer. If you don't, tell me. Drop me a line. Comments on the Blogspot page. VigaTheOdaGal@gmail.com. The forum. The voicemail. That's also on the front page. So yeah, you got 4 ways of contact. And don't be shy. I like it. You know? Anyway, thanks for still dealing with the filler arc. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, at least there was something interesting in there. And some of you who didn't get the last filler arc, that was a parody of Ultimate Mop Daisuke DX that I did for the ANN community and then decided to post it there, like last time. I'm sorry that you did not understand what the hell was going on. Well, I wrote a post about it, but not many people go to the site. Some of you are just listening to it straight from the reader, so check out the site sometime. Alright? Besides, how are you going to get the links to all the things I talk about? And I guess you could always Google search for the AMV of the week, but, why go through the trouble where it's right there for you? You know? You know. Alright, Vega signing off. That was the Oda Gal podcast. Go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the links, show notes, and the videos. Don't forget to join up the forums and email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or voicemail at 206-222-1902. And remember, everyone, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.